A water resource bill approved 81-12 by the Senate authorizes $1.95 billion for 7 new locks on the Mississippi and another $1.7 billion for environmental restoration. Senator McCaskill was among the 12 voting against. She points out only here on water resources does the federal government require Congress to approve individual projects.
I believe as a former auditor that we should be allowing the Army Corps of Engineers to direct funding based on a cost-benefit analysis.
Instead, individual senators and representatives fight for local projects, many of which were slipped in during a conference meeting between negotiators from both chambers. McCaskill says that forces senators to vote for projects that haven't been fully debated on the Senate floor.
This isn't about the projects and the merit of the projects. I'm sure they're all very meritorious. In fact, painfully for me, one of them is in Missouri. This isn't about the projects. This is about the process.
A process that McCaskill finds so upsetting, she votes against the bill despite the benefits it would bring Missouri. Brent Martin, Missouri Net.